Jay Peachy on CJSF 90.1 FM, Sound Therapy Radio. And this is a show dedicated to a friend of mine who passed away last December, Pauline Leah Rankin, who was a comic that I knew, and she gave her heart out in her life. And of course, Great Spirit wanted to take it away because it was too much for the earth and the people here. So this show is to Pauline, everybody. Remember her. We're going to share some stories and some music and give some love, because we're going to give her love just like Alex. I'll do all the things I said I do.
Life on the Hill can be lonely. ARCS, SF Perg's Action Research Exchange, can help remedy this loneliness by connecting you to community groups who need you. By taking on an ARCS research project, the work you do up on the hill can work for positive change in the community. ARCS research projects can be substituted for coursework and enable students to work directly with community groups for credit. Browse the available projects posted on the website at www.sfpirg.ca/ARCS or come into the SF Perg office located in the Rotunda for information on how to get started on an ARCS project. This semester, put academic resources to use for social justice and community action. SF Perg, for a just, sustainable, and meaningful world.
I became a big sister because I recognized a need for an older role model while I was growing up, even though I had a great mom. a hope is that I have helped my little sister to open her eyes beyond what narrow experiences her home life was giving her.
Big Sisters of PC Low Mainland provides each of our little sisters with a mentor who is there to listen to her, cheer her on, and be a supportive friend. If you are a woman who is age 19 or older, you can become a big sister and hang out with your little sister once a week, doing fun activities you both enjoy. For more information, visit www.bigsisters.bc.ca.
Hello everybody, Jay Peachy here on Sound Therapy Radio, a special episode dedicated to a friend of mine and those many in the West Coast Mental Health Network, Pauline Rankin, who unfortunately passed away, and the great spirit took her away from us last month at Christmas time. It was a gift she gave us through her life, and she also gave us the gift of her words. So I'm going to read a poem, and this is was given to us by her sister Lori, who I think it's her sister, it could be cousin, but I'm going to read it out. And so this is her words. Hi Lori, this is a poem I wrote a few years ago to the girls when I was having a rough time, and expresses my hopes for them. I never gave it to you, don't know why, guess it fell through the cracks. I was thinking of it today and want you, Jamie, Robin, and Mika to have it. I will give you a properly formatted copy another time. Much love to all. That was July 23rd, 1993. I want to grant you safe passage, to say nothing will ever be hard or hurt you. I hope your life will be full of intricate threads, deep patterns. You will feel, smell, taste, learn, touch. I hope you will resist, will, all your strength. The messages in this world will still tell you about being a girl. I want to grant you safe passage, and hope you journey well on this planet, unless you go out on a spaceship on some other remarkable voyage. Pauline Rankin, a.k.a. Leah. So let me tell you a bit of a story about Pauline and I. We've known each other briefly through Stand Up for Mental Health. A pretty witty lady, full of life. She was in a chair, and she would just boot around doing what she could for other people. She was active in the West Coast Mental Health Network, a support group, and just a group of friends who really share a community of experience. And she was always giving of her time. She had coordinated access to Symphony and gave me tickets, or gave everybody access to tickets, and it was amazing. So she understood the power of art, creativity, and all those amazing things that life can bring. And yeah, she just kind of waded through life. I really never saw her angry. I knew there's things in the system. She would just kind of roll her eyes and, all right, figure it out. And maybe that's something we can all learn from. As a comic, witty, never waste a chance to use it and to make a statement about her experience. And also that experience was obviously shared by many other people. So I don't know, it just seems like an amazing way to live, just this honesty about all the little quirks in your life, and yeah, and just run with it and just go with what you got. So what I'm gonna do is play Pauline, maybe play some comedy from her performance in May 2010, of which I was also a graduate. This is the this is like kind of, we have the way the Stand Up for Mental Health works is you apply. David Grenier started this quite a number of years ago. David went through his own mental health issue and depression, and he was also teaching comedy outside of the mental health community at Langara, I believe, and thought it would be neat to have this intersection between, you know, comedy and mental health, which is really a dialogue with yourself. And the admission of the absurdity that your mind gives you. It is your mind, but it's not really your absurdity. And so if you kind of externalize it and look at it as someone else's thoughts, for me, the other JPG, and what the heck are you saying? And I'm saying it to myself. And you would see this and hear this. If you know me, I just have ongoing conversations with myself, and people call it comedy, but I just say it's a conversation between my mind, and it's so absurd that people have a physical reaction, which means they go, ha ha ha, get the breath out. But the biological experience is really just a bit of a tickle, you know, just something the synapses in your mind takes a different path and just tickles your mind and you react. So Pauline understood this, and she was into a number of things. She was really conscious of what was going in her body. She was always doing comedy about food and that kind of thing. But just her experience about going through disability and how people would judge her even though she's in a chair. I think she came off too intelligent to be disabled. Maybe when people feel and understand about disability, it's like you have some mental retardation or some other developmental disability, and so that's how everybody's supposed to be qualified as having a disability. But well, people, you're allowed to be smart. You just have a few other things wrong with you. It's kind of like a car. Some people have strange wiring. Some people have their left axle and kind of messed up, or their alignment's off and they veer to the left. So I'm going to play a bit of Pauline's comedy here. It's off the YouTube on the big eye, the internet. And you can look Pauline Leah Rankin's stand-up comedy on Stand Up For Mental Health. The channel name is Psycho Comic One. I guess that is David Grenier's nickname or that kind of thing. So we are going to play some Pauline for you. So hopefully we get this all working, because YouTube has been very strange lately. Here we go. Show me the way. Oh, I got to press play.
Come on, folks, it's 2010. To paraphrase Olivia Newton-John, let's get accessible. I want to be accessible.
I messed up. I'm going to back it up because I missed the first joke. Hold on. Sorry about that, people. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from the Stanley Theater, Pauline Leah Rankin.
Well, I'm glad the Army was here tonight, because that's pretty well what it took to get me in here. Come on, folks, it's 2010. To paraphrase Olivia Newton-John, let's get accessible. I want to be accessible. Now, people are often resentful when they see me stand up for my mobility scooter.
You're not disabled.
I just look down and say, oh, praise the Lord, I'm cheaper. The other day on the bus, this guy told me that privileged people like me and my scooter are overindulged, and we're responsible for tying up the transit system. I was actually relieved. I thought it was government cutbacks, bad municipal planning, traffic. And here it's just been me all along. Yay! And when when I decided I was going to try stand-up comedy, I thought I'm not going to be one of those women comics that go on about PMS and menopause. But on May 15th, I was relieved of my ovaries, so I'm officially in menopause. Actually, I'm actually going to miss PMS, because what other excuse do you have to eat chips and chocolates and be a cranky for 2 weeks? And 1 week ago today, I split my incision from my original surgery. So, yeah, a good comic is responsible for keeping the audience in stitches. This time it's the comic that's in stitches. And on May 5th, I had the dubious honor of turning 53. I also shared that birth date with Karl Marx and Tammy Wynette. No wonder I get confused. The other day I found myself thinking from the Communist Manifesto. Social progress can be measured by the social position of the female sex. So stand by your man and let him know you love him. How about a round of applause to people that like New Age philosophy? Well, I'm here to tell you that I'm not one of those. And when people see me, they feel compelled to say stuff like, my Aunt Hattie had a heart attack because she was so uptight and stressed out. And I'm thinking, my main stressor is people like you giving me stupid advice. I have this New Age girlfriend. She said that, whatchamacallit, ginkgo would improve my memory. At least I think that's what she said. And the same friend, like every time I showed up at her house with groceries, she would say, the universe provides. The universe got the credit. It was my paycheck and superstore that provided. Unfortunately, the only thing that it provided was a Vidalia onion and a can of chunky vegetable soup. Those of us, many of us here have had contact with the mental health system. So it's really weird when you think about it, because I've had medical problems and diagnosis is quite concrete, but for mental health, it's a bunch of shrinks getting together making up diseases, and calling it the DSM-4. And the labels are really weird. When you're combative, it means you don't like your shrink. And lacking insight means you don't agree with your shrink. And when you get borderline personality, it means your shrinks just don't like you. And here you are sitting there with this guy writing down everything you say so he can discuss it with other shrinks. And then he has the nerve to call you paranoid because you think people are talking about you. Okay. As a woman of size, aka a fat woman, I get fed up with all the fat jokes. So I decided to turn the table and make average size people jokes. Now, don't get me wrong, some of my best friends are average sized. And they're nice people when you let yourself get to know them. And hey, it's not their fault, it's their metabolism. They consume. And the reason they're such sloppy dressers is that they can walk into any store and buy anything. We fat people, we really have to pick and choose. And so many beautiful average-sized women complain about their bodies, and I'm supposed to lose weight to be like them? Fat people have no self-control, but I've been laughed at and called names, and I haven't killed anybody yet. Now, is that not self-control? Thank you.
All right, that's Pauline from 2010, I believe. So we're gonna.
Well,
I am.
And
gonna read another poem from.
My doctor told me that I'd probably be in a wheelchair at 25.
Lori. Oh, hold on. That's Monique. Okay, so this one is called Sally Gaba. Did I ever tell you about Sally Gaba? Those were my father's bedtime stories. He'd make them up as we went along. Let me see. There was Sally Gaba, the main character, and Mustafa, the donkey, and Nash Kabar on his flying carpet. And the magic word, open sesame. How my father liked his magic. I must remember these things. Sally Gaba and the land of glass. Where glass, grass crunched under their feet as they walked. These memories are brittle and clear. We all walked on glass in that delicate world, yet he always had time to make another nighttime tale of Sally Gaba. When I finally heard about Alibaba and the 40 thieves, I thought they'd stolen it from my father. But maybe he was sort of a Shirazade? With his tale of 1001 nights, and I grew up in the land of glass with a head full of stories to ward off the pain. Even when the crunch came and I was rolling in splinters, tonight I cannot sleep. I miss old Sally Gaba. Tell me a Sally Gaba, sweet night nonsense as I drift off to sleep. In memory of Henry Rankin, storyteller, 1925 to 2001, by Pauline Leah Rankin in 2001. What a beautiful dedication to your father. Oh my God, that's amazing. Well, for that, we're going to play a bit of jazz, because Pauline had jazz, she had rhythm, she had spunk, and let's see what the artistic response to that universal call is.
Thank you. When someone asks you what sustainability means to you, what do you say? If someone asks you what you're doing to become more carbon neutral, do you have an answer? Bill Foyt.
There are many people out there.
If you're a regular listener,
but there are not enough people.
Or other shows on CJS.
Did you come to university hoping to learn how to make a difference in the world, but now you just end up writing papers all the time? Well, now you have another choice. The Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group has developed a new research initiative called the Action Research Exchange. The purpose of this program is to take on research projects from nonprofit community groups who couldn't afford to do them otherwise. Students pick up these research projects as either a placement for their final paper, as a directed studies, or even on a volunteer basis. We have lots of different kinds of projects available for a wide variety of departments. So come check out our website at www.sfpirg.ca/arx. Our website has information for students and faculty on completed and future projects and on upcoming events. So come on, stop writing papers that are only going to collect dust and start making a difference in your community with the Action Research Exchange.
Know that arthritis is the leading cause of disability in Canada? The Arthritis Society is recruiting for its fundraising program, Joints in Motion, which helps people living with arthritis. This event will be a worldwide marathon, and people can either join a team or support a participant. For more information, contact 1-800-321-1433.
All right, everybody, JPC on Sound Therapy Radio. Broadcasting on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby and also on your Shaw Cable 89.3 Cable FM from Top of the Rock here at the Simon Fraser campus at SFU. I guess that's redundant. And you can listen online, cjsf.ca, and on TELUS HD channel 3706. You won't be able to see us on television, but obviously you can hear us. All right, I'm going to read another poem because reading is kind of cool. It's by Robert Browning, and this is on the internet, and it's from, I guess, a book, Pauline. So we're going to have this Pauline theme for the rest of the 32 minutes of the show. Oh God, where does this tend, those struggling aims? What would I have? What is a sleep which seems to bound all? Can there be a waking point of crowning life? The soul would never rule. It would be first in all things. It would have its utmost pleasure filled. But that complete commanding for commanding sickens it. The last point I can trace is rest beneath some better essence than itself. In weakness, this is myself, not what I think I should be, and what is that I hunger for but God? My God, let me for once look on thee. As thou not else existed, we alone. And as creation crumbles, my soul's spark expands till I can say, even from myself I need thee, and I feel thee, and I love thee. I do not plead my rapture in thy works, for love